Is this Eugene Porter?
Yes.
This is J.C. Porter from Marion, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
I sent you a letter a week or so ago. Did
yes,
you get it?
Yes, I got it. Uh-huh.
Well, I've been working on the family tree a little bit, and I thought I'd call you and talk to you a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, you're a son of Andy Porter, right?
That is right. Mm-hmm.
I talked to your sister in Moorhead during Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, Louise.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And she thought you might be able to help me out.
Well, I don't know for sure about the only thing I can help on any of the relatives, if I can get down to, most of them live in Middletown.
In Middletown.
Uh-huh. And if I can get a hold of some of those down there, they might be able to give you some pretty good information on where all the living are at now, the ones that are living.
Are some of your aunts and uncles living?
Yes, I would say probably one aunt right now would be about it.
Which one would that be?
That would be Sarah.
And she, let's see, where does she live at?
Right at the present time, I don't know where she lives.
You don't?
But she lived in either, I believe it was Minnesota or last account I had of her, or Wisconsin, somewhere up there.
One or the other, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You mean she's the only aunt or uncle that you have living now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Floyd and Kate and Bess, none of them are living.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And if I can get a hold of any of the cousins down in Middletown, why, they can give you more information, because they live there and have all their lifetime.
Yeah.
And they could give you more information than I can.
Well, do you have any of the addresses offhand of any of your relatives down there?
Not right now, but maybe in the next week or so, I may be able to get a hold of some of them, get down there and get a hold of some of them and, get some information from them.
Okay.
And if I can, I'll send you their address, their name and address, and
okay.
You can contact them from there then.
Okay, that'd be good. One of the main things I'd be after would be to talk to Sarah, probably.
Yeah, right. And they could, if she's still living, which I'm quite sure, because I haven't heard anything anyway. And if she still is, they could give you that. And she could give you more information than anybody I know of.
In your family?
Right.
She'd probably just be in her late 70s, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I would say, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Can you tell...
So I will try and see if I can get her her address and where she's living. And if there's any way I can, I'll try to get it to you.
Okay. Do you know of any old pictures that your family might have?
I just talked to my sister down in Florida this morning, and
yeah.
If anybody would have them, she would, and I'm not positive just how many she. I know she has some, but I don't know how many.
Would it be okay if you could give me her address?
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just a minute, but I'll get it for you.
All right.
Okay, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Her name is Virginia. Now, her husband's name is Estelle Green.
Estelle Green.
Estelle Green, uh-huh. And they live at 1717 Park Avenue.
Okay.
Lake Hamilton, Florida.
Lake Hamilton?
Uh-huh. And they've got a post office box number. And that is 229.
229. And you think she might have some old family pictures?
If there's any in the family at all, she would have them.
Did I send you the one of the five Porter brothers?
Do what now?
Did I send you a picture in my letter?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I didn't remember if I did or not.
Yeah, well, do you want that back?
No, you can have it.
Oh, fine. Thank you. Glad to get it.
Well, okay. Most people like to get that one. I've only seen, one of that one. I know of someone else said they've seen another one, but I haven't seen it, so as far as I know, there's just one original.
I see.
Do you know where your grandmother Lucinda Long was from?
Right offhand, I've forgotten. I sure have. Now, Virginia, the address I just gave you,
yeah,
can tell you really more about that than I can. She studied family more than I did, and she can tell you, because I've been gone from there an awfully long time.
Yeah. How long has she lived in Florida?
Just 2 years.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. She lived here in Dayton until then, taught school here.
Is she one of the older ones in your family?
She's my oldest. She's the oldest in the family.
Oh, good. How old is she?
She is 65.
Yeah, good. She might know quite a bit about them, then.
Oh, yeah. I think she can give you much more information than I can.
Okay. Well, if you can find a few of the addresses of your cousins there in Middletown, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I might be able to get a hold of one of them. If I got a hold of any of them, it would be Bill's son.
And that'd be, what would his name be?
Dale.
And he's Dale Porter.
Dale Porter, uh-huh.
And he lives in Middletown.
So if there's any way I can get a hold of him, I'll do that, and I'll get you that address, and if I can get my aunt's address, if I can get a hold of him to do that, well, I'll see that you get that too.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Okay.
And it's nice talking to you.
Fine, and thanks for the picture again.
Well, you're welcome.
Because I think I know it's the first one I've ever seen like that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good picture.
Yes, it is.
Well,
I was really glad to get it.
If I ever get my book written someday, I'll sure let you know about it.
Oh, boy, I'd sure like it. That's right.
Well, okay. Thanks a lot, then.
All righty, you are welcome.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The next call is to Dale Porter in Middletown, 423-5868. His address is 105 The Alameda, whatever that is. He is a son of Bill Porter, who was a son of Andy.